Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb. And a Saginaw mother is reaching out to her community for support after losing her husband in a tragic wrong-way crash Sunday. According to police, Brittany Morrison said her husband, Brandon, was killed when another driver entered the roadway in the wrong direction, leaving her a widow and single mother of three. The couple had recently moved into a new home where Brittany was preparing to open her licensed daycare business, but those plans are now on hold. I just got my license on Friday and was supposed to open Monday, she said, adding that she's now unsure how she'll manage the family's expenses on her reduced income. Friends from Brandon's gaming community are rallying online to help through social media, fundraisers, and donation apps, with Brittany expressing deep gratitude for any assistance from meals to emotional support. She also shared her heartbreak that her husband won't be here for the holidays, recalling recent conversations about decorating their new home for Christmas. Saginaw police said the fatal crash remains under investigation. And two men lost their lives in a collision early Wednesday in Knoxville Township, Michigan. Emergency crews responded just before 1 a.m. to Lawndale and Knoxville Roads, where a Saginaw man was discovered dead at the scene. A second man from Alma succumbed to injuries after being taken to a hospital. Investigators believe the Saginaw man had stopped his GMC truck, which was towing a trailer, and was standing outside when a Dodge truck driven by the Alma man crashed into the trailer, the GMC, and the man. Authorities have identified the Saginaw man as Joseph Granger, while the Alma man's name has not been released. The reason the GMC truck was stopped on a roadway remains under investigation. And around 100 community members gathered Tuesday evening at Jim Hicks Veterans Memorial Park in Bad Axe to pay tribute to conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The event, held beside Huron County Courthouse, marked what would have been Kirk's 32nd birthday. The service, organized by local churches from Huron and Sanilac counties, featured prayers and remarks from several pastors, including David Castle, Mike Smith, Mike Beeler, Gary Rumps, and Michael Goforth. Attendees were encouraged to wear red as a show of solidarity. Law enforcement officers from the Bad Axe Police Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Michigan State Police attended the event as a precautionary measure. Luke Deming of the Huron County Republican Party, who proposed the idea for the memorial, said the goal was to create a faith-driven service rather than a political gathering. I just wanted churches to prevent this, Deming said, noting that the evening was dedicated solely to honoring Kirk's life and legacy, and there were people on all sides of the aisle that attended. It was a great event to bring awareness, Kirk's life, mission, and unity. Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, was fatally shot on September 10th while speaking at Utah Valley University. Early Tuesday, President Donald Trump posthumously awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom in recognition of his national influence and advocacy work. When we come back after this Jake Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe is your local Lennox dealer. Choose from the quietest, most efficient heating and cooling systems and heat pumps on the market today. See how a Lennox system can deliver the best innovation, efficiency, and comfort for your home or business. Lennox heating and cooling systems can meet your comfort as well as your budget. Contact Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe today.
This is Jake at Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Come out and see us at 980 South Dudley Road or give us a call at 989-269-6638 for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Quality plumbing and heating that you can trust.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, The Supreme Court has declined to hear Alex Jones's appeal upholding a $1.4 billion defamation judgment against him. The decision stems from repeated false claims related to the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Families of victims say the ruling brings long-awaited accountability. Jones's legal team had argued the penalty violates free speech protections. His media company is continuing bankruptcy proceedings to manage the payout. The court's refusal effectively ends Jones's legal options in this case. And in our international news, France's government is under pressure as Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu faces a no-confidence vote. The opposition is challenging his plan to raise the national retirement age. Lecornu offered to delay the change to avoid another wave of protests. Lawmakers are debating whether his proposal goes far enough. The Socialist Party is demanding a full rollback of the law. The outcome could determine whether France heads into new elections. And that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating for reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects. Plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy. You can get the full stories, weather, and obituaries right here on thumbnet.net.